Holy shit. We are creating our first full episode of our podcast right now. I'm honestly proud of us that we made it this far.
Honestly, me too. I really thought after the first one where we just laughed for three tries that we wouldn't actually make it. But here we are, ready. We're in different states now. We're on a fancy little Zoom call.
I know, big business important calls. I'm in Atlanta. Or I guess East Cobb, I guess. People get mad when I say I'm from Atlanta or like I have ATL in my bio. Don't worry, I took it out because like I'm not really from Atlanta. I'm from the suburbs. So sorry if that offends anyone.
I'm sorry, but like I've been there and you literally live like 12 minutes from downtown Atlanta. Like it's right. Not that far away.
No, it's like close. It's not that bad at all. Okay, well, I hope everyone is having a lovely winter break. If you're on winter break, right, we may have some other fellow people that are not on winter break, but if you are, I hope finals went amazing and you're all enjoying time with your family. Pretty much everyone I know has COVID.
The Omicron.
It's kicking us down, really. As long as we get to go to Italy in 3 weeks, I don't care. But if our trip gets canceled, I want all of the listeners to know that I probably will go in a hole and lock myself there, with no communication. I don't know how I would return to the 4-5.
Can I come in the hole with you?
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you can.
I don't think I could return to Oxford. I think I would need to take sabbatical.
I don't really know how I would do. But you know what? We would figure it out and we're all positive around here. We are all rooting to get there and just everyone, please take care of themselves. You're not just protecting yourselves. You're protecting your family and you're protecting everyone around you and people that you don't even know you're protecting. So please be safe and make good choices. That's all we're going to talk about with COVID right now, because then we get in a really heated conversation. And as the first episode, we don't want to get, you know, too in depth with all of that lovely jazz.
Honestly, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Also, my family's yelling in the background, so if you hear that, I'm just really sorry.
No, we love the winter break family drama. But we will get into what this podcast episode is going to be about. We're going to talk about what we learned from this past semester of fall of 2021. Everyone had different experiences. Some were finally back on college campuses. Some had, you know, back in-person classes. For Abby and I, it was our first almost real semester since the first semester of freshman year. So there was a lot to be learned.
Like to add that it was like my actual first real semester of college because I didn't do anything freshman year first semester.
True. So it was a big semester, I think, for everyone in different ways. Obviously, whether it was school or personal or drama or life, whatever it was, there was a lot that happened. And we learned a lot. I think every semester we grow as people. And
college is the four most formative years of your life. And so no matter what time period you look at, you're going to have learned something.
Exactly. So we're going to kind of talk about what we've learned. We made a list. We thought of this idea last night. Abby did.
You know, the TikTok trend that's been going around, it's like everyone just saying the top things they've learned this semester with this song. And they're like dancing around. They're just like standing there.
Exactly. So we're just doing a podcast form of it.
Yeah, we're just doing a podcast form. We're going to elaborate a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
But the best part is we haven't heard each other's lists.
Yes.
So we're hearing each other's for the first time. So that'll be kind of exciting to see if there's like any similarities.
Yes. I mean, obviously there probably will be.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure we have probably the same list. Yeah. Mine is like a little bit like some funny and like some a little more serious. So
yeah. So get excited. But yeah. So Abby, do you want to start or do you want me to go first?
Okay, I can start, but mine's a little longer than Samantha's. I'm just going to read all of them and then I'll kind of pick which ones I want to elaborate on. Because some of them I can like say the line and like, you know, it's really just very self-explanatory.
Perfect.
So
go for it, sister. Let's hear what you learned from this semester.
So starting off strong and silly. The first thing, I think Samantha would agree with this, always, always, always bring snacks to the bar.
Oh, yes, yes, always bring snacks to the bar.
Whether it's like a fruit roll-up, an ABC bar.
A Rice Krispie treat.
Goldfish, yep. Pretzels, cereal, yep. Bring snacks to the bar. You will not regret it. Everyone will want to be your friend.
Yep.
And you won't feel like ass the next morning because you'll have food in your stomach.
Incredible. Incredible. Honestly, we could just have that as a tip and be done, but I want to hear the rest.
Okay, this next one is like something you and I have talked about a lot, so I think y'all like it. It's if you want to do things or see people, you will make the time to do it.
Yep, that's on my list. Keep going. And
we could elaborate on that one, but I'll just keep reading for now.
Okay.
The next one is nobody gives a flying fuck what you wear when you go out.
Yep, true.
The next one is don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and set boundaries.
Yep.
I think that was like a big theme of my semester is like, it's okay to set these boundaries and it's not going to change my relationship with people. And if it does, then really fuck them.
Literally.
The next one I have is mental health walks are crucial.
So crucial.
We'll get into that. Cause that's like, that could be a whole episode.
Yeah, literally.
One time we should just record ourselves on a mental health walk.
Wait, should we make an episode saying what we talk about on a mental health walk?
I think we would scare people away. But it would be really entertaining.
Guys, Clue, it's the same thing, but like it helps us go through our mental struggles.
Yeah. Okay, the next one. This is like courtesy of Samantha's mom. She said this to us, but then we like really embraced it this semester. And it's sleep when you're dead.
Yep.
Okay, this one is like one that me and Samantha both like really took time and like we really worked hard on this one. And I think it like paid out really well. At least like for me, I'm really proud of myself. And it's shoot your damn shot. Yep. You never know what could happen.
Yep.
The next one.
Life is really freaking precious.
Yeah. And it's short and you only get to live your life once. So live it up.
Yep.
The next one is sometimes there's really nothing to do but just laugh. Mm-hmm. And then this one's kind of funny, and I know Samantha would relate to it, is being an adult sucks literal ass. I hate every single second of it.
Yep.
Never loathed going to the grocery store so much in my life.
Mm-hmm. And spending money on things that just
like toilet paper is very expensive. No one told me that.
Toilet paper, paper towels.
Who knew? Laundry soap is like $20 a bottle. Like, no. And then the last one is just, I think this might just be a me and Samantha thing, but it was very relevant to us this semester, is you will check your email more than your social media. Mm-hmm. And that's my list concluded.
Incredible, Abigail. You learned so much this semester. We love self-growth.
So much growth.
Those were incredible. We had a few of the same ones. So
I'm not surprised.
No, not at all. Okay, so I'll go. I have a few less, but some of them are kind of repeats. So the first one I have is set boundaries, which Abby had as well. I think for me, over the summer, I had a lot of self-reflection of my relationships and who I am as a person and who I am as a friend. And growing up, I was always the person to be stepped on. And that wasn't going to happen anymore. I finally took the stance of, fuck no, that's not happening anymore. So set boundaries. They don't have to be these big dramatic ones, but as long as you know what's expected and what you create that line, that's what's most important.
One of my favorite things like about that is like some of our mentors have told us this, but like if it's not a fuck yes, then it's a fuck no.
Yeah, 100%.
Set those boundaries, do what you want to do. I love it.
Yep. Nope, totally agree. My second one is don't stoop to their level. Be the bigger person. Sometimes it's really hard. It's really, really hard. And you literally have to bite your tongue, literally and figuratively, to make sure that you don't stoop to their level. But it's not worth it. It's really not.
Kill them with kindness.
Yeah, kill them with kindness. Because honestly, it's so much easier doing that than trying to get in a whole tiff. My next one is finding an internship is a full-time job. They don't tell you that finding an internship is a full-time job. So on top of all of your credits we were taking, we had to find an internship. So we first originally, you know, you have to look. You got to search. You're given all those websites. You search, you know, marketing internships or go on Handshake or whatever it is. Right. And then you apply. And sometimes that takes longer than others. Sometimes it's super short. You just enter in your email, submit your resume, call it a day. Right. Then you get the call of your first interview. Then you have to spend time researching the company, finding good questions to ask, finding who you're interviewing with, right? And then you have to do the interview, which means you got to put on a suit. Then after the interview, you have to prepare, you know, the thank you note. And then you wait for the second interview. And let's say you make it all the way through. And then guess what? You get the thanks, but no thanks.
And you do it all over again.
And you're expected to. And so not only were we dealing with our...
it's exhausting.
Yeah. Like, we weren't dealing just with school. We were dealing with literally trying to figure out a really big part of our lives. And it's so competitive, and it's a lot. Like, in our classes, they teach you, like, how to do your LinkedIn profile, and they teach you, like, resume tips, but internship hunting is a job in its own. So
they're like, you have to get an internship. It's crucial to your success. Everyone gets one, but it's hard work.
It's really hard.
Handed to you on a silver platter, nope. Which I guess could be another lesson, is life is not handed to you on a silver platter.
No, it is not. So this one also was a repeat. The people that want to be in your life will make the effort to be in your life. As busy as you get, if you care about someone, you will make the time. Even if it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour every other week, your friends will make the time for you. And if they don't, then frankly, they don't care. Obviously,
are they really your friends?
Are they really your friends? And obviously, we all get busy. We all get wrapped up. There is a 2-week time frame where Abby and I literally didn't see anyone because we were so busy with internship hunting. But then after, we were like, okay, like, as much as we want to go to bed at 9:30, we need to make those extra 30 minutes to go hang out with people.
Guess what? Those are some of my favorite 30 minutes of the whole semester. Ever.
Yep, 100%. So another repeat is sleep when you're dead. If it's important to you, you will make the time and get it done. Last semester, or not fall, but spring, I had a lot of stuff on my plate. And I remember calling my mom, like, almost in tears. But I couldn't cry because I had a dinner to go to right after. And my friends were waiting for me. And
we
I was like,
we were watching iCarly.
Yeah.
In case anyone was curious.
I was like, Mom, how am I supposed to get all this done? And she was like, Samantha, you're going to get your shit done. If it's important to you, you will get it done. And I think that's something I stay true to this day, is if it is important to you, you will make the time for it. For me, you know, we woke up at the butt crack of dawn to work out because that was something really, really important to us. And it made us better people. It made us happier people. So we woke up an extra 2 hours early to make sure we got that workout in so that we would be happier, you know, better people in the end.
I think that's just such a life lesson in general. Like, if you want something and you want to see certain people, and if these relationships and things are valuable to you in your life, then you'll make the time for it.
Exactly. My next one is that you can perseverate and overthink, but it's not going to change the outcome. If you know me, you know that I love to perseverate. I could talk about the same situation, I don't know, a whole semester long. But as healthy as it is to talk about it, which I am a huge advocate for talking about how you feel and going through every, you know, your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts and honestly the what ifs, it's not going to change the outcome. And as long as you know that, then it's okay. And talk about those feelings with the people that you love and that you care about. And, you know, literally God bless Abigail for listening to my perseveration, because damn, I can do it all the time.
I think with that, like, you can add on, like, you have to find closure for yourself. You can't rely on other people for closure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something me and Samantha also both learned, is like, yes, like, sometimes relationships ebb and flow, but like, if there needs to be closure, like, you can't wait on someone else to be like, let's talk about this. Like, no.
No, you need to do it yourself. And like,
you got to do it yourself. No one else is going to do it for you. If you need the closure, then you have to go out and find it.
And you have to make those decisions for yourself. Like, if this is going to make you feel good, then like, fucking do it. And we're not even talking about a specific situation. Like, we're literally just talking about in general. Like, if you want to ask a question, if you want to do something with whatever it is, whether it's a relationship, whether it's with yourself, whether it's with schoolwork, whatever it is, like, do what makes you happy. Like, at the end of the day, if you need to send a text, if you need to call someone, if you need to stay up late to get your homework done, whatever it is, get it done. And if that makes you happy, then that's all that matters. And my last one is fucking have fun, but do it with the people you love. Another thing about me, if you guys know me, and probably the listeners know, that I have a very big issue of letting go. And I feel like I always have to be in control. And literally till this semester, I never let myself enjoy going out. And I was
just had fun this semester.
Yeah. I was just always worried about like making sure everyone else was okay. And, you know, me being a control freak. And finally this semester, I let myself go a little bit. And I know I deserved it, but I really enjoyed it. And at the same time, I did it with the people I loved and I did it with the people I felt safe with. And like, obviously that sounded a little deep, not meant to be super deep, but it's just have fun, enjoy life, but also do it with the people that you love and that you feel comfortable with, because that just makes it even more fun. So that's what I learned from this semester. Who
surround yourself with people who build you up.
Exactly. Who make you feel good. So that's what I learned.
I love it.
Thank you. I know.
We have such great lists.
No, seriously. This semester was a huge semester of self-growth. There was just so much. I mean, every semester, like Abby said, we go through so many different things and so many different experiences. So, you know, obviously, as we head into the new year, we've learned so much. And guys, when we do this in May or June of next year, oh my God, we're going to learn so many different things because our semester will be quite different.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm sitting here looking at my computer background. And if you know me and Samantha, you know, we like to make collages for our computer background. And I have a picture from every month of the semester and I can just see like in my face how much I've grown. Like this smile becomes so genuine and so happy towards the end. And I think that's because of all the things we just talked about. Like,
yeah,
set the boundaries, have fun. Live your life for you. You're not living for anyone else.
Literally.
You're not going to make everyone happy and that's okay.
Yep. 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. Anything else, Abigail? I mean, we could talk about so many things, but I feel like we want to keep these, you know, on a specific topic.
Yeah. I'm looking back at my list and seeing if there's like any more that has a good story or like we could elaborate on.
Yeah. Sorry guys. Got a little phlegm. I've had a little phlegm, but don't worry. I don't have COVID. Don't worry, guys.
No COVID. I mean, I think we kind of covered it, but like really live your life for you. Mm-hmm. Like you are not living to please anyone else. And if people are going to question your character for the actions you choose to make or the decisions you make at the end of the day, if you're happy with it and it's something that you're proud of and you feel content with, then that's okay. Don't let other people let you question who you are as a person because they don't agree with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You live this life once, live it for you. You're in college for 4 years. You're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You're going to have ups and downs and you're going to have a lot of fun and find the people who are going to cheer you on when you have those ups and help you when you make those mistakes. But it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You're living your life for you.
Exactly. Well, I think that's all for right now. I hope everyone has a lovely holiday. Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Did you say Merry Kwanzaa?
No, I think it's Happy Kwanzaa.
I think it's Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy fucking New Year 2022. Goddamn, you better bring some good shit.
I thought that about last year, but like, I don't know. Like,
hey, 2021 was a big year.
Oh, but a huge year.
A huge year. Like 2021. Whoo.
Also, we're so old.
No, let's not talk about that one.
Like, we were born in 2001 and it's 2022.
Yeah, 2022, guys, is when Abigail and I turned 21. So get excited.
Get excited. Maybe we'll do like a 21 something for our
21st. Oh, cute. Cute. Yeah, yeah, we'll do that.
In Italy for my 21st birthday, so that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, it'll be so exciting. Guys, if you have any good ideas of what I should do when we've been in Italy for 24 hours, let me know.
Oh, God. Also, who let us leave the country together? I'm a little nervous.
We better freaking be able to leave the country, but we're
still. No, we have to stay positive.
We're staying positive. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we got it.
I think so. I think we got it.
Incredible.
XOXO.